Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Today is Your Day, Already in Progress.
What we can do in the name of Jesus, took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankles bones became, received strength, and he could walk. Next verse, 8. And he did exactly what this other man did. Leaping, he stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. You know, when I think about us, I think about leaping and jumping and praising God. Philip Wren's mother was a real tall woman. I mean, she's tall as I was, almost. And she was a Southern Baptist. And when they asked me to come to their house that Sunday afternoon, because I was teaching these principles that I'm teaching you, and they believed them. And so I went to their house, and little Philip had all those warts all over his body. He had hundreds, maybe thousands of warts all over, and scars where they'd burned them off, and it was terrible. And I went down to their house and taught them these principles. And I prayed over their son, little Philip, which was 8 years old at the time. He'd had those, or 11 years old, he'd had them warts for 8 years. And within 3 weeks, every wart, and then in the fourth week, every scar on Philip's body was gone after prayer. Every one. Now then, that Sunday morning, that third Sunday morning, when everything was gone but the scars, if you ever seen a charismatic mother in a Baptist church, that woman was dancing. But next Sunday, when the scars and everything was gone, man, she was a ball of fire dancing and saying, Thurman, look at this. Philip ain't got a wart or a scar nowhere on his body. She said, this is awesome. Look what God done. And then she says, why don't we see this in the church? I've been in church all of my life, and I've never seen a miracle outside of this one that happened to Philip. Why? So, well, I guess we don't believe. What do you think, Paula? It's got to be unbelief of the promises of God, right, girl?
Yes.
I mean, the promises are there, aren't they?
Absolutely.
All we got to do, and of course, Paula knows they work. She got rid of all her sins. She believed, and she got healed after 20 years. And she had excruciating pain in her body. And now then she has no pain in her body. Which one do you think she likes the best? Don't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out, does it, Paula? Isn't that something? All this is available to you and me. Wow. Verse 9. And all the people saw them walking and praising God. Wow. Let's see what verse 10 says. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what which that had happened unto him. Why is it? What is wrong with us? In fact, as some of you know, we're going to a little town, Charlotte, Michigan, in just a couple of weeks. And there were going to be several churches that were going to be a member or part of this teaching. We were going to do it in a stadium. Small stadium, fairground stadium, not a great big one, but a small one. But anyway, we were going to do this, and so many of these men from these churches wanted to hear some of my teaching. And so I sent them some, and I had some of them call me back, and they thought I was crazy. Absolutely. In fact, some of the churches pulled out and said, we ain't going to have nothing to do with this. We're not going to have nothing to do with it. Just like Bill Gothard. When Bill Gothard asked me to come down to Big Sandy, I spoke down there the first day, an hour and a half, and the next morning, the seminaries, the professors, the senior pastors, they crucified me. Our people should not have to listen to this kind of junk. Hey, this kind of junk is Jesus' junk. This kind of junk is what gets people healed and delivered and set free.
Amen.
You know, But they said our people should not have to listen to it. And so I got to speak the next morning at 9 till 10, an hour and 5 minutes. And after that one, Bill came to me and said, Thurman, that was the best teaching today on how to get a lost person saved. He said, when I get that message in the hands of 5,000 young people, we'll win the world to Christ with that message. But he said, I have caused so much flack from your teaching, I'm going to have to take you off the circuit. He said, I've already got you lined up for L.A. and San Diego and San Francisco. But he says, they ain't going to let me send you out there. They're not going to let you go. So I said, okay, Bill, that's okay. I said, if God wanted me to speak out there, he'd have made a way. So he made a way for me to speak at Big Sandy. So anyway, here a while back, we were over in North Carolina. And we flew over there. And when we got to the airport, this pastor's wife and his two beautiful daughters come by to pick up Cheryl, me, and Dave. We go out to eat before dinner. Before we go preach that night. And the mother says, Brittany, are you going to tell Pastor Scrivener about your miracle? She said, yes, ma'am. I said, oh, Brittany, you had a miracle? She said, I did. I said, good. I love miracles. I love to listen to what God does. She said, I work for Mr. Gothard. I used to. She said, I don't right now, but said I worked for him for a long time. And she says, we were having to work really late, and Mr. Gothard come in. I told him, I said, sir, my back is hurting me so bad, I have got to go home. I just can't work no longer. It was midnight. And she said, I just can't stay. I know you got something you got to get out, but I just can't be a part of it. I got to go. He said, okay, Brittany, I'll tell you what. Before you leave, I want you to go back in your office, and I want you to clean out your heart. Do you know what that means? Get rid of all sins. Is that what that means? I want you to go back in your office, and I want you to clean out your heart. I want you to make sure you have confessed every sin. Then I'm going to go get Bob. And Bob and I are going to come. We're going to anoint you with oil, and we're going to pray for you. And I'm going to guarantee you, Brittany, I'm going to guarantee you that in the name of Jesus, he's going to heal you. She said, Mr. Scrivener, he learned that from you. I said, no matter where we learn it, as long as we know it, right? That's the whole thing. So she said, Mr. Gothard and Bob prayed for me, and then they did all the things they was going to do, and then he told me, now, honey, go home, get a good night's sleep, and if you wake up in the night with any kind of pain, you just rebuke the devil, go back to sleep, and tell him you're healed in Jesus' name. And she said, I did that, and I said, I woke up two or three times in the night, and I did that, and she said, the next morning at 9 o'clock when I woke up, I had absolutely no pain in my body, and said, there's been no pain since. I've been completely healed ever since. Now, isn't that amazing how the Word of God worked for Bill Gothard? Yeah. You know, so, I mean, isn't that something, Miss Jackie? It'll work for Miss Carrie over there, won't it? It'll work for you. It'll work for anybody that believes it. That's a good thing about this. Now then, if I was the only one teaching this kind of stuff and nobody else in the world had ever seen a miracle or healing, then y'all could throw me out the pasture. You see what I mean? But what I teach you does work. It is written in God's mighty word, and I'm teaching you exactly what the master said. And he said that we could do these things. He said we are new creatures in Christ. Verse 11, let's go to another couple of verses here. Verse 11. And as this lame man which was healed, helped Peter and John, all the people ran together into the porch that is called Solomon's Gate, wondering. Isn't that amazing? Even back in that day and time, even after Jesus had been here for 33 years and walked all through this city and done all kinds of miracles, and there's still people standing in amazement that it happens. Verse 12, and when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marveled you at this? He must know something the rest of us don't know. Or why look you so earnestly upon us as though by our own power or boldness or holiness we had made this man to walk? Wow, verse 13. The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our forefathers, has glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. Let's go to the next verse. But we denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murder to be granted unto you. Just think, they turned a murderer over and killed Jesus. Verse 15. And they killed the Prince of Life, whom God had raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. Now, you know, you can't feel bad about this because this is what the Prince came for. He came to die for you and me. If he could have done it any other way, God would have done it. But he'd found out that this covenant that we have, that the old covenant, the Moses covenant, we couldn't keep it. Didn't matter what we did, we couldn't keep it. Nobody, we tried for thousands of years, nobody could keep it. So he thought, I know what I'll do. I'll send my own son, and this covenant will be between me and him. And he can keep it, and I can keep it. And so then we'll make it real simple. Anybody that believes in him will have the same power he does. I'll make them a new creature. Is that something? And he killed the prince. Verse 16. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you have set and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. How many times can you think of that in your life that you prayed for somebody and seen an instantaneous miracle of healing in your own life or with your spouse or your children? How many of you have done that? Wow. Isn't that something? So it works for you, right? It works for anybody that believes. You got to have faith and faith in the name of Jesus, right? Wow. So if we are, and do you see yourself like this? When you look at me, you're looking at Jesus. He's in me. When I look at you, I'm looking at Jesus. He's in you. Is that right? This is the mystery. This is the mystery that was hidden before the foundation of the world. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1. Is that right? If he's in you, the hope of glory, what should we be able to do when we speak his name? That's right. His miracle should show up.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Today is Your Day, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.